Princess Celestia the Changeling Queen, Chapter 2, The Royal Wedding. Tell the truth, or someone will tell it for you. Stephanie Klein, Straight Up and Dirty, a memoir.
The Royal Canterlot Wedding.
The hopelessness of Twilight and her friends gave way to hope, as sparks of magic began to fly between Cadence's and Shining Armor's horns. The sparks gave way to a flickering pink light. It was as if the sparks had caught flame, a flame that turned into a growing storm of magic. Then, all of a sudden, the storm exploded. A massive pink shield infused with love expanded from those interlocked horns. Twilight and company closed their eyes and let the wave of love wash over them, while Pinky kept hers open and lapped her tongue out for a taste. It was really sweet. Chrysalis just noticed the air suddenly taste saturate with a rich, luscious scent of love before she turned to see the shield expanding onto her, a formidable barrier saturated with love more than any changeling can hope to gorge upon.
No!
Screamed the queen mentally before the shield smashed into her face. As much as the formidable changeling queen tried to struggle, she found herself carried out of the window, blasting through the glass panes. With her magic, she could hear her changeling drones and soldiers' thoughts. They changed from the initial confusion from their queen's distress to shock and horror as the shield encountered them as well. The pain that Chrysalis was feeling was unbearable, but the cries and pleas in her head only added to the despair that she felt. However, one voice cut through the maelstrom of shrieks, a fragmented signal from a mind that was old and powerful, but it was its thought that momentarily distracted Chrysalis from her anguish.
Twilight, I'm sorry!
Twilight Sparkle opened her eyes to see Cadence and her brother, suspended in midair and wrapped in a curtain of magically manifested love. As the flowing pink magic faded, the Alicorn and her beloved began to descend. Cadence's mane and fur recovered its former glory, and Shining Armor was the best that she'd seen in days.
The princess!
Gasped Twilight inwardly, the memory of Princess Celestia being smote by Chrysalis still fresh in her mind. Immediately, Twilight ran to the right and skidded to a halt. The unicorn stood, paralyzed, as she took in the figure lying by the wall of the wedding hall. The first thing Twilight noticed was the glossy charcoal black carapace, only partially obscured by a golden chest piece. The next thing was the long, jagged horn, blackened and burnt at the very tip. Wings, translucent, bug wings were whatever the lavender unicorn's eyes picked up after the horn. As the horror set into Twilight, she saw the apertures in the long, slender legs, adorned with golden horseshoes. Finally, Twilight's roaming eyes looked up and saw two turquoise green orbs. The creature, the thing, slowly opened her mouth to reveal two fangs.
Twilight,
said the changeling, her voice rasping and teeth clicking. Twilight screamed. The scream caused all of the ponies in the wedding hall to turn and stare. Where Princess Celestia was once suspended in a cocoon was a changeling. Not just any changeling, though. The long jagged horn and tall, slender stature. It was a changeling queen.
Twilight, get back!
Yelled Rainbow. The Pegasus dashed forward, screaming towards the changeling. Before she could reach it, though, the queen lit her horn and Rainbow found herself held in a levitation spell, halted midair, a hoof away from the changeling. The others gasped Rainbow's name. Galvanizing into action, the six friends charged. Shining Armor was close behind them with Cadence, their horns glowing. Before they could reach the changeling queen, though, they were also gripped in a telekinetic field, and try as they could not break it.
Please, stop fighting and listen to me!
Spluttered the changeling, her voice desperate. Twilight and Shining Armor both fired bolts of purple magic that were dodged by the changeling. The unicorns were about to shoot more, but what the changeling said next stopped them.
I am Princess Celestia!
Screamed the changeling. The seven mares and stallion blinked, all at the same time in confusion. Twilight recovered first from this curious statement.
Likely story, changeling. Where's the princess?
Demanded Twilight, still struggling within the telekinetic field. The changeling queen seemed saddened by that statement, but Twilight wasn't buying it. This fiend had taken Celestia, and she was going to get it.
I do not know,
said the changeling dejectedly, her eyes averted. That caused more eyebrows to be raised. The anger and rage that the ponies felt was being replaced by confusion at the changeling's curious actions.
Wait, what? So you aren't Princess Celestia?
said Rainbow incredulously.
I am. And I am not,
replied the changeling.
Oh, I don't understand what the hey she's going on about,
groaned Applejack. Twilight didn't either, and was thoroughly bewildered at what the changeling was trying to pull. Her contemplation was interrupted as Shining Armor fired a feeble blast of magic towards the changeling, who had to buzz her wings to avoid it.
Stop trying to confuse us, changeling! You're just trying to brainwash us or something!
Growled the stallion, exhausted as he was. This prompted a shout of approval from Rainbow Dash and Rarity.
Think later, get out of the magical field first,
thought Twilight. Quickly, the unicorn browsed over all the spells that she knew, and came across one that just might work. The unicorn horns crackled, and Twilight cast a gravitational inversion field over the entire interior of the wedding hall. The change in gravity caused the changeling queen to lose focus, and she found herself rocketing to the ceiling. This caused the field to weaken, and the ponies managed to break out of the queen's hold. Cadence caught Shining Armor and landed safely on the ceiling. Rainbow Dash grabbed a flailing Rarity while Fluttershy helped Applejack to right herself. Pinkie Pie somehow did a 180 in midair, and Twilight used her magic to turn herself the right way up. To Twilight's frustration, the queen recovered and gracefully glided into a controlled landing. Then, as furniture, decorations, and ornaments smashed down all around them, the ponies went on the attack. Rarity ripped a hanging from the wall and sent it towards the changeling, intent on subduing it. But the short beam from the changeling's horn turned the hanging into the thread that it had been made from. The thread then wrapped around Rarity, binding her as effectively as if she had used rope. Rainbow charged, her blinding speed causing a rainbow-colored blur in the air, but the changeling neatly sidestepped the lunge. The Pegasus found herself about to run right into an unyielding pillar, but found herself nudged aside by the changeling's magic and into a pile of gifts.
Are you alright?
Asked the changeling as she trotted over to where Rainbow had crashed. But she found herself face to face with the hind legs of Applejack, coming to protect her fallen friend. In a split second, the queen used one of her armored legs to deflect the kick sideways, and then sharply wrapped a place on Applejack's spine. Somehow, Applejack felt her body freeze, and she collapsed.
I merely hit a pressure point. You will be fine within the hour,
said the queen calmly. She stood up, and was confronted with the muzzle of a disproportionately large party cannon that had appeared out of nowhere, the string to the ignition in Pinkie Pie's mouth.
Party time!
Mumbled Pinkie as she yanked the string. Immediately, the changeling summoned a massive wad of very sticky, high-quality pink cotton candy that splattered Pinkie and her cannon to the wall.
Oh, that's so delicious!
Said Pinkie, licking the dessert.
I thought you would appreciate it,
chuckled the changeling. She then turned to Fluttershy. The yellow Pegasus hadn't even attempted to face the changeling, and was cowering behind a pillar. In response, the changeling sighed, almost mournfully, and then turned to face Twilight. Twilight was in disbelief. Every one of her friends had been restrained with barely any effort. Even Pinkie's infamous party cannon had proved completely ineffective.
Twilight, keep her busy while we cast the shield again!
Ordered Shining, interrupting Twilight's shock. He and Cadence had linked horns, and were busy culling up sparks of magic.
I gotta be BBFF!
Said Twilight as she stepped into the fray. Calming herself, Twilight rehearsed what battle magic that she knew. It wasn't that much. Celestia had been keen on assigning Twilight very advanced spells, but these spells were usually non-lethal. Spells such as the gravity spell she'd used earlier was meant to perform very useful tasks that didn't involve combat. Twilight had wondered why at first, since she had been interested in learning everything regarding magic, and had questioned her mentor.
My faithful student, while I applaud your enthusiasm to learn this branch of magic, the situations when it can be applied are a rarity in this period of peace,
said Celestia, her soothing voice not critical or even apprehensive at why Twilight would inquire on this topic.
But what if I face a manticore or a hydra? Won't I need to use battle magic then?
Twilight had asked.
In combat, your strength is not gauged in how many spells you know. Neither is it measured in how powerful are the spells that you know. It is simply shown by your ability to apply the spells that you know.
As Twilight took a deep breath and recalled her mentor's advice, she knew that she could beat the Changeling Queen. Her horn flashing, the unicorn blinked out of existence and teleported behind the Changeling Queen, her horn shooting out a beam of magic. The Changeling sidestepped the attack without even glancing backwards, sighing.
Twilight, you've always had good teleportation. Try using it in a less obvious manner.
The unicorn blinked and frowned, reluctantly acknowledging the changeling's advice. The two circled, changeling queen and lavender unicorn horns glowing. While shining armor and cadence were concentrated on the shield spell, they couldn't help but observe the battle. Twilight fired a flurry of short magical beams. A circle of fire ringed the queen and she descended into the ground, allowing the shots to sail above her head. Jumping right, Twilight managed to dodge a glob of changeling goo that the queen, now to her left, had thrown. The unicorn responded with a low-aimed lance of magic. The queen initially dodged the beam, but then stumbled as the fallen banner that she stood upon was yanked out from under her. Twilight followed her levitation spell with another blast, but the attack was blocked by a sparkling green shield.
"Very good, my faithful student,"
said the changeling queen as she got up.
"Don't call me that!"
snapped Twilight.
"That thing is not Celestia!"
The queen winced and bit her lip.
"As you wish,"
said the changeling, bracing herself. The two glared at each other, the seconds ticking down, and the maelstrom of magic between shining armor and cadence growing larger by the second. Suddenly, Twilight charged, her horn coated in magic as she raced towards the changeling. The queen frowned, but then met the charge with her own, green magic washing over her jagged horn. When the two drew merely a meter apart, Twilight teleported with a blinding flash. The changeling queen's eyes glanced left and right, but saw nothing.
"This is for the princess!"
screamed Twilight as she stepped into existence, right in front of the changeling, her momentum carrying her forward. The changeling queen gasped in surprise, her lips parted in horror, as Twilight fired a massive wave of magic at point blank. The ensuing explosion caused the changeling to be shot across the wedding hall's upended ceiling, faster than a ball across a pool table. Twilight landed gracefully on the ceiling while the changeling bounced and slid for several feet.
"I did it!"
gasped Twilight, her horn sputtering. The changeling queen groaned and slowly raised herself, her carapace blackened by the blast. For a moment, the creature staggered and then steadied. Then, for some inexplicable reason, the changeling's eyes suddenly expanded to the size of dinner plates. Green flames surrounded her once again, and she dropped into the ceiling. Twilight glanced left and right, and forward, but saw no pony.
"Twilight, above you!"
screamed Cadence. Twilight then looked up, and her heart stopped. The altar where Shining Armor and Cadence were to sign their wedding vows had come free of its fastenings to the floor. It was plummeting down towards Twilight, who was frozen in horror. Twilight ran a few calculations in her head, and realized that it was too late to escape and she was too exhausted to teleport. Reversing the gravity spell wouldn't stop the altar's momentum. She guessed the entire altar, a solid piece of furniture made of marble, weighed probably a couple hundred pounds. It was too heavy to stop with the magic that she had left, and heavy enough to crush her like a bug. Panic closed the unicorn's eyes, and she realized that she was going to die. Death never came, though. The pain didn't arrive. She felt ticklish all of a sudden, as if soft, pointy objects were poking at her fur. Twilight slowly opened her eyes. The changeling queen stood over her, sweat running down her charred carapace. Strangely enough, they were both covered in white feathers. Swan feathers. And Twilight noticed that.
"Twilight, are you hurt?"
gasped the changeling. Twilight automatically shook her head, and she felt unhurt. Tired and magically drained, but unhurt. But where was the altar?
"Shining armor. Cadence, I'm afraid we'll need a new altar for you to sign your marriage vows. Swan feathers aren't the best surface to sign a binding document,"
wheezed the changeling before she fell over, unconscious. Well, damn, they found out pretty quick that Celestia was a changeling. And also the fight scenes. My god, what an interesting way to fight. Now, how about a round for our spectacular donators? Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, and Darkside. Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tall Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Cerberus, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David D. Sanchez, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal K. Anderson, TV Killer, and John Becker. Thank you all so much for watching this video, live life to the fullest, and come find out that your mentor is secretly a changeling today.